A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went quickly away from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce the news to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go, tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." While they were going, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had happened. The chief priests assembled with the elders and took counsel. Then they gave them a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, "You are to say, 'His disciples came by night and stole him while we were asleep.' And if this gets to the ears of the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." The soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has circulated among the Jews to the present day. The Gospel of the Lord. To be honest, I don't think that I actually prayed. Really prayed once during Holy Week. I work as the pastoral associate in a medium-ish parish, which means that I spent Holy Week creating environments so that other people could worship and pray, but that it seemed like I could only watch from a huge practical and spiritual distance. I was pretty much one step ahead, maybe half a step, in terms of coordinating and fading into the distance of every penance service, every palm waving and passion reading, every candlelit foot washing. I watched in envy as others came to the chapel for Eucharistic adoration, as others walked the stations of the cross, as others prayed rosaries and divine mercy chaplets, and the sweet grateful prayers after reconciliation as they prepared to come into the church at the Easter Vigil. The crises, the unexpected conversations, the missing pieces, who moves a baptismal font? It went on and on. And as you all know, dinner still needed to be cooked. Groceries still needed to be purchased, kids still needed help, and yes, the dog still apparently needed to throw up on the floor. As I record this message, drained from the Easter Vigil and heading out again for Easter Mass, I do feel a little bit like somebody came and stole the body of my Jesus. Because I can't seem to find him in the midst of the commotion and confusion. And maybe you feel that way a little bit yourself, in the commotion or confusion of your own life. But brothers and sisters, as I ponder today's gospel, it occurs to me that not everyone in the Bible saw the risen Christ on that Easter Sunday morning. Not everyone heard him say, "Greetings." Not everyone took hold of his feet to worship him that day. Some of his followers saw him later. And some of us, we who still follow him, have seen him much later. But he continues to be seen even today. My friends, let's not be fooled by the lie that Jesus has been stolen. It's not too late to find our prayer. As you begin this Easter week, as the glorious Easter liturgies fade into a more restrained daily Mass, or for those of you in ministry, as you recover from the intensity of Holy Week and begin to attend to all the other stuff that you had to put aside, may you find your prayer and your greeting from Jesus. May each of us see the risen Lord in our grocery shopping, in child raising, in our standing in line at the post office. May we see the risen Lord in our jobs and in the faces of our loved ones and our not so loved ones alike. May we hear his greetings. May we know that he is with us.